Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called How This Woman Found Her Own Treatment for Multiple Sclerosis When Doctors Failed Her. Sammy Jo Wilkinson was diagnosed with MS at age 30 and quickly went downhill. It wasn't long before she needed a cane to walk, and doctors told her things were only going to get worse because there was no cure. But when she was prescribed an electric wheelchair to get around because the cane wasn't enough anymore, she went online to do her own research, and that's when she discovered low-dose naltrexone. Naltrexone works by boosting the immune system, and Sammy said it relieved her painful symptoms immediately, something no other drug treatment had done before. She went from barely being able to walk with a cane to walking almost a mile without one. And in this interview, you'll hear her amazing story, the shocking reason Sammy's first doctor wouldn't prescribe naltrexone for her, and many other disorders that can benefit from the drug, and how to get your hands on it if you think it might be right for you. You'll also hear exactly what multiple sclerosis is like from an insider's perspective, along with all the treatments Sammy tried before naltrexone, injections, chemo, steroids, and more. You'll learn the remarkable way naltrexone triggers your body to produce its own medicine. You'll hear about the multiple sclerosis symptoms Sammy still has and how naltrexone helps her get relief from them. You'll hear all about the book she co-authored about naltrexone and the website she set up where she carefully compiles patient-based evidence for the drug, along with advice and support to help you find there. You'll also hear the diet Sammy is on that helps her with her MS symptoms as well. Sammy says that before she discovered naltrexone, she thought she would have been bedridden at this point in her life. But now she's able to take control of her MS and reclaim her quality of life. And in this audio interview, you'll hear all about her miraculous story and the treatment that got her there.
Hi, this is Chris Costello, and I've teamed up with Michael Senoff to bring you the world's best health-related interviews. So if you know anyone struggling with their weight, with cancer, diabetes, ADHD, autism, heart disease, or other health issues, send them over to Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Sammy Jo Wilkinson began having symptoms of multiple sclerosis, and after 9 years of conventional therapy, including chemotherapy, as she began to lose the ability to walk, she started researching alternatives. And in her research, she discovered the drug low-dose naltrexone and began taking it and almost immediately noticed improvements. So her success with LDN turned her into an advocate for LDN, and now she spends her time working to get the word out about low-dose naltrexone as a therapy for MS and many other diseases. Sammy Jo, it's great to have you with us today.
Thanks, Chris. It's good to be on your show.
So you started to have some very, very troubling symptoms. What did you experience back then?
Well, I was starting to have numb hands and feet and strange sensations. So I went to a neurologist. I thought maybe I had carpal tunnel syndrome. He said, no, that wasn't it. And he told me to come back pretty soon. But I went back 6 months later with even more symptoms going on, strange tightness around my chest and starting to have vision problems and dizziness, walking problems. So he did an MRI and diagnosed me with multiple sclerosis at age 30.
So you were 30 years old, and were you working at the time?
Yes, I had a finance degree, and I was heavily involved in a technology career, and I was actually just starting an internet startup at the time, too. So I had quite a bit going on, and I continued to work for another 7 years with the illness.
What was it like to get that diagnosis?
Oh, it's pretty devastating because there's so many unknowns with it. Multiple sclerosis comes in a variety of formats, if you would. And some, they start usually with relapsing remitting, where you just have these violent attacks, and those started happening pretty frequently every few months to me, where you would fall down blind and couldn't walk, paralyzed, and you have to go in for intravenous steroids to get it under control. Then you go on for a few months, everything's kind of okay, but you still have strange, creepy feelings all over your body, numbness, tingling, lots of different problems, and vision problems, cognitive problems. But then some people get what they call primary progressive MS, where it starts off pretty severely from the start and just continuously gets worse.
How did they diagnose it? What kind of things did you have to go through for that process?
They primarily use the MRI, which is magnetic resonance imaging, and they do a scan of your brain and your spinal column because this primarily affects the central nervous system where the immune system has gotten out of whack and mistakes the body's own covering on the nerve system, which is called the myelin sheath, as an invader and starts attacking it. So it damages, it scars it, and that's where the term sclerosis comes from because there's multiple scars throughout your central nervous system and your brain.
And how many people have MS, do you know, in the United States?
In the United States, it's about 500,000.
How long does it usually take to get a diagnosis?
They're getting better at it now because just better recognition of it, or it might be more common, actually, and so there's more diagnosis of it. But some people have gone years and years with all these strange symptoms and nobody could diagnose it. And there's also confusion, you know, with different diseases like Lyme disease can cause a problem with the central nervous system as well and cognitive dysfunction. So there's a lot of misdiagnosis problems, too.
And so when you were first diagnosed, what were the first treatments?
There wasn't any FDA-approved medications yet. So the only thing really was the IV steroids, which are pretty hard on the body, too. But that would just calm down the inflammatory state so you could function again. Then after about 2 years of that, I decided to try Copaxone, which had been recently approved. And all of the MS medications are basically injections. Either today, the injectables that you do yourself, Copaxone was a daily injection that I had to do into my thighs and stomach. There's interferons as well, brand names of Avonex and Betaseron. Those are intramuscular injections that you give yourself. And lately, they've got one that is given by IV at the hospital. Now, some of these have pretty severe side effects, though. The interferons cause flu-like symptoms. You get injection site reactions. Later on, I started to get worse, and I was told I now had secondary progressive MS. And the only treatment available that they suggested would help me was a form of chemotherapy, also approved by the FDA for MS.
And so when you say worse, what kind of symptoms were you dealing with?
Just everything progressively getting worse, where my walking was getting worse. I was starting to fall and starting to worry about my mobility.
That must have been really, really terrifying.
It's not got a rosy outlook, that's for sure. There's no cure, and they don't know the cause of it.
And so when you started not being able to walk, what did they tell you to do? I mean, what were your options?
I started the chemotherapy that was given every 3 months, and it's a 2-year program. After about 4 months, I needed to get a cane because I was just having so much trouble and falling so frequently. So I started working with a cane, and I was on that and doing the chemotherapy for about a year. Then I was told side effects were too extreme. It was starting to decrease my heart function, and so I had to stop it. At that point, we just gave up on our life in Seattle, so we returned to my home state of Texas where my family was.
And so basically, there's no promise of recovery.
No, and the best that the FDA-approved medications offer is the slow progression. And the studies show there's about a 30 to 45% success rate with slowing progression, but they do nothing for easing the symptoms and the discomfort. And many people also have severe neuropathic pain with MS. So then they end up using painkillers, and that leads to addiction problems.
And so when you were told that you'd need a wheelchair, what did you do?
Yeah, I kept trying to walk with a cane, got to the point where I couldn't even leave the house, and I was evaluated by the doctors and approved by the insurance for the expensive motorized wheelchair, and that was pretty much a low point. And I took one more look on the internet and found patients talking about this pill. It wasn't a needle, it wasn't an injection or an IV. It's called low-dose naltrexone. And they were saying that it not only slowed progression, but also offered symptom relief.
And this is after you'd done injections for many years and chemotherapy?
Yeah, I can tell you I was really disappointed. I hadn't looked harder on the internet before that.
So you discovered the low-dose naltrexone, and what did you find out about it?
It sounded too good to be true, of course, that not only was it a pill, it was also very inexpensive, you know, not more than $30 a month because it was a generic medication that had been approved by the FDA for other purposes and had then later been discovered and researched at Penn State to have an effect on the immune system. And so I started talking first with patients because I asked my neurologist about it. He'd never heard of it and said he wouldn't prescribe it for me. So I actually had to get a prescription from a doctor in Pennsylvania over the telephone. So but I'd heard such good things from other patients that they were getting symptom relief from across all of the various symptoms that you get with MS. And some people had been on it up to 5 years and said their MS did not progress. So I studied it for about 3 months, tried to read every study on it I could, and then I decided to give it a try.
So at that point, it was a ray of hope.
Yes, definitely. I was very ready to be disappointed because there had been so many disappointments along the way. But the first night I took it was the first night in many, many years that I actually slept 8 hours straight. Because when you lie down at night, many people with MS, their legs start to thrash in a spasm, or you have to get up and go to the bathroom multiple times because you have problems with the bladder. But I slept 8 hours straight.
So just after a month, basically.
Yes, the improvement was very rapid. I was down in Texas at the time. The prior summer, I had not been able to go outside at all because it's so hot down there. But as May came around, I found myself out in the garden at 85 degrees pulling weeds.
Just after a month.
Yeah, actually,
wow.
By May, it had been about 3 months, and so
okay.
It had progressively improved.
So you continued taking the low-dose naltrexone?
Yes, I've now been on it for 5.5 years. The improvements that I noted were amazing. At one point, I was able to walk as far as a mile, and before that, I couldn't even leave my house and had to use a cane.
That's incredible. And how does the low-dose naltrexone work? Why did this work so effectively for you with MS?
Well, it's an interesting medication because it actually is more like a trigger that triggers your body to produce its own medication. When you take it, and you only take 4.5 milligrams, so it's very low dose, you can take it any time of day, but you take it at the same time every 24 hours. And it creates what they call an opiate blockade. And that causes your body to respond by producing its own opiates, which are endorphins. The immune system is full of opiate receptors that gobble up these extra blood of endorphins, and somehow that modulates the immune system to go from a dysfunctional, you know, crazy situation where it's confused back to normal function.
For more interviews on health, mind, body, and spirit, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com. And so does this work for other autoimmune disorders also?
Right. Anything where the immune system has gone haywire or isn't functioning, if it's too low in the case of cancer and HIV where it can't fight the problems, it makes it stronger. If it's overactive as in autoimmune conditions, it calms it down. And that's one of the things that puts people off about it. They say, how could one drug help so many different disorders? But really, it's just helping one system failure, which is the immune system.
How do people get the low-dose naltrexone? Is this something they can go to their physicians to get, or do they go to a pharmacist? How would they go about if they're interested in pursuing this?
No, it's an FDA-approved medication, so it requires prescription from a doctor. If a doctor hasn't heard of this, and that's starting to change because there's now, we think, about 100,000 people worldwide that are using low-dose naltrexone, and each one of those kind of becomes inspired when they get their life back, like I did, to educate their doctor and to tell their friends and family about this. But you can tell your doctor about it. It's only 4.5 milligrams. There's virtually no side effects other than possibly sleep disturbance. The only contraindication is that you would not take this with opiate-containing painkillers like Vicodin. And that's another reason that you need to work with your doctor so that you fully understand if you have any other medications that contain opiate.
And so after being on the low-dose naltrexone for 5 years?
5.5 years.
Yeah, 5.5 years. What kind of symptoms do you still have with the MS?
I'm still disabled, and some of that could be just from the damage that I sustained the first 9 years. You know, the scarring on the central nervous system and the spinal cord. So I still have to walk carefully, and I can't walk very far. But I don't have all of the annoying symptoms and the painful conditions that I had before with the spasm. And also my brain has started to function properly shortly after I started the low-dose naltrexone because people with MS also have cognitive dysfunction.
I'm curious, have you heard of things like the Swank diet? Did you try any of that also?
Oh, yes. I was trying everything that I could research on the Internet and learn about from my nutritionist or my doctor as I went along. And so, you know, I have a very clean diet, no sugar, avoid anything that might feed candida because you don't want to challenge your immune system with more problems than it needs to deal with. So a lot of supplements, antioxidants as well, and omega-3 fish oils are incredibly important for helping to support that myelin sheath around the nerves because it's actually a fatty substance itself.
But the swank actually is very, very low fat. Now, did you try that, or have you heard of other people trying that with success?
I know that a lot of people just pursue it as like a matter of common sense, and it has a long history behind it. But the fats in the fish oil are different from, say, animal fats. So I try to concentrate on just taking the supplements that contain the proper fish oils and avoiding, of course, as much fat as I can in my diet.
So you got inspired because of this recovery from taking low-dose naltrexone. Share with our listeners, if you would, Sammy Jo, how you got inspired. What did you do?
Well, the first thing I did, because I was a technologist, is I set up a website to place links on it to educate others about any information, any research that was going on, and also as a platform so that I could survey all the folks that I was hearing these anecdotal stories from in these discussion forums, because I knew researchers won't pay attention to anecdotes. Doctors don't like anecdotes. And so I figured, well, let's take our patient-based evidence, really is what it was, and put it into something that can boil down into statistics. So I asked questions about how long have you been on LVN, what's your number of relapses you've had, symptom improvement, and that sort of thing. And 237 people answered my survey. I tallied it up, and we came up with a relapse rate of 1 in 5 years. The untreated MS patient has, on average, a relapse once a year. So that was very impressive. Now, this wasn't anything that could be considered a scientific study because they volunteered themselves. It wasn't a double-blind, randomized, anything like that. But this is the kind of thing that you do on a do-it-yourself research mission.
So people were, it actually worked, huh?
Yes, 76% of them said they had symptom relief. You know, there's not even medication really that can help with symptoms.
Well, and you're talking recovery, really.
Yes, I would definitely call this a major recovery, because before this, I just thought I was going to go right downhill and end up bedridden.
So you started LDNers, and if people want to find that website, why don't you go ahead and give that out for them so they can find it?
Yes, it's LDNERS.org. LDNers. It's kind of a club, you know.
Great. And they can go, and there's a forum on there?
Yes, I have links to all of the discussion forums where they can talk to other patients, because we're still primarily having to consult with each other, really, and give advice to each other, because the research is limited, although I'm excited that now we have three major universities in the U.S., Penn State, Stanford, and University of California, San Francisco, all have ongoing studies. Plus, there are several starting outside of the country.
What other kinds of things are happening in the low-dose naltrexone world?
Well, I was invited to co-author the book with Elaine Moore, and that was really exciting because we were able to make a compendium of all the research to date, and it was published by McFarland, which is a major medical publisher. So that really helped, and Elaine is a medical expert and has written several books already on various autoimmune conditions, so she was really able to shed a lot of light on that. Also, someone I met back when I was early exploring this was Dr. Yash Agarwal. He's at Cornell University. He wrote the foreword for this because he was very interested in the effects of low-dose naltrexone as well.
Sammy Jo, we want to thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing your story with people that may be struggling with autoimmune disorders or MS, and for the wonderful book, The Promise of Low-Dose Naltrexone, and we look forward to hearing about what you're doing.
Thank you, Chris. This is wonderful.
That's the end of this interview. I hope you found it helpful. For more great interviews on health and wellness, go to Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.